Okay, I mean, before the advent of social media, you guys found really interesting ways of getting your name out there from, recording the official team song of the Arizona Diamondbacks to, of course, the King of the Hill theme song. Do you re even remember, like, I mean, it was a long time ago, how you guys just came up with that jamming tune?
I totally remember. It's kind of a long story, but we were on a couple days off on tour in Chicago. We were staying at Peach's family's house. It's kind of like a little barn and jam area in the back of the house. And he and I were just sitting there messing around, and I came up. I got that riff sort of floating around, and I played it for him and put that gallop beat to it. And we just showed the band like the next sound check, and it just came from there, actually. It's a longer story. Mercury Records would receive sort of a casting call from Fox TV asking for any bands who would submit for that show. So a manager at the time really encouraged us to submit a theme, but they wanted lyrics, but since I didn't know the characters, I didn't feel comfortable with it. But we recorded that as a sound check, and that sort of coaxed the crowd to cheer after we finished the song. It was near the end of the set. And he said to the crowd, "I'm going to submit this next tune to a Mike Judge, Beavis and Butthead creators' new show. It's going to be on Fox. So after we're done with this, you can holler like it's the coolest thing in the hood." And the crowd did, and we sang the tape. And then I got a call a few weeks later from Greg Daniels, Joe Boucher, Mike Judge, and they were really they kind of ripped me. Well, they really berated me at first in a joking way for coaxing the crowd. Hey, we forgot to cut the leader off, is that the short story is. We sent the whole cassette in, including the coaxing the crowd. I said, "This is Hollywood, man. You can't do that. You can't pull over our ass." And that was a rough one. So they broke the jokes, and they went to LA and recorded.